And now, Skip Andrews.
I want to thank you for listening today, and I hope you'll listen every time this program comes on and study the scriptures that are presented, weigh the evidence in your own mind, and decide to believe whatever the Bible teaches, and then act upon it in the way the Bible teaches you to act upon it, so your life will be pleasing before God. Today we're going to look at a question about repentance. What is repentance? And we're going to call the lesson True Repentance, and attempt to find out what that word means so that we can know what our responsibility is toward God with regard to this idea of repentance. If you'd like to turn in your Bible to the first reference we'll be using, it's in Luke 24:45-47, and we'll be reading that in just a minute. True repentance, what is it all about? We're going to sum it up by saying it means change your mind, and a little bit more than that, but that's a brief way of saying it. And as we study for a little while today, we will be looking at this big word repent, or repentance, or penitent, an attempt to find out what God wants us to know about it. In Luke 24:45-47, just before Jesus was going to go back to heaven, he gave what is called, often called, correctly, the Great Commission. The wording, because the occasion is different, is a little different from the one in Matthew, Mark, and John, and all of them together composed a great thought about what Jesus was doing right before he went to heaven in providing everything they needed to take the gospel to the whole world. And here's what Luke says about it. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Repentance was such an important thing that when Jesus spelled out what had to be done to reach the world lost in sin, repentance was one of those necessary elements of their message. So, we need to know what it's about, so that we can fulfill our obligation toward God with respect to this word, and we can help others to do the same, just as they were supposed to do. Some have referred to repentance as the hardest command in the Bible. It definitely is not an easy thing, because it strikes us at the point of our rebellion against God, that we choose to do wrong, we sin against Him in some way, and then the Scripture says, you have to change your mind about that. You have to stop doing that. You have to renounce it as evil, and yourself as lost because you did it. That's a pretty hard thing to accept sometimes. But that is still necessary. The fact that it's not an easy thing to do or to find out about ourselves doesn't mean that it isn't necessary. And so, yes, it is a hard commandment. But in some ways, all commandments can be hard, especially if we're resisting it. So let us choose to let the Scriptures make our rebellion against God decrease and decrease until it just goes away. And the way to do that is to choose to be honest before God as we study any subject, and surely repentance is one of those areas that tests us greatly. Let's look at a few things that will help us understand what repentance is. What is it? It's a change of mind that leads to a turning. In Exodus 13, we have a great statement that talks about not so much repenting from sin, but illustrates the action of repentance in great language. Exodus 13:17. Then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. The King James Version has the word repent there for change their minds, because that's what it means. It's a change of mind that leads to turning. And the beautiful illustration of the tragic possibility there is that God knew if they saw a certain thing, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So it is a change of mind from the old way. Job said, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes, Job 42:6. It's a change of mind from the old and a turning to the new. In Acts 3:19, Peter commanded an audience to repent and turn so that they might receive refreshing from the Lord. Acts 3:19. What is repentance? A change of mind that leads to turning. But what does that? What causes that? What leads to such a radical change of thinking about the way of sin and a desire to be in the way of righteousness? It's the truth of God in an honest heart. In the preaching of John the Immerser in Matthew 3 and Luke 4, he preached hard about the concept of repentance, encouraging, commanding, inviting people to evaluate themselves, to look at the way they had lived, the way they had treated people, the way they were treating God, and to renounce that, and to prove that the change had taken place because they were turning to a new way of living, a new way of acting, a new way of thinking. In Matthew 21, verses 28 and 29, Jesus said, But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he regretted it and went. You see, he changed his mind, and he turned to a way that would please his Father. When we talk about repenting, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about something that evidences our sincerity of change. In Acts 16, the Philippian jailer was preached to by Paul and Silas, and as he heard the truth of God, he later washed their stripes and then was baptized the same hour of the night. The washing of their stripes, the beating they had taken for no other reason than they were Christians serving God. And his understanding of what all of that was about once he heard the gospel led to repentance. And that was evidenced in what he did when he washed their stripes. Repentance shows something about our heart and how it's changed and how we not only are grieving over the sin we've committed, but that we are going to be different. We're going to change our ways and do everything we can to live from now on in such a way that we're pleasing to God. That, I hope, says something to you about what repentance is. But also, who should repent is a good question. In Acts 17:30, the Bible says, Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. Everyone needs to repent, even those who haven't heard yet need to repent. They need to hear and believe and then repent. But the fact that they haven't heard doesn't mean that they don't need to repent, because he just said all men everywhere are being commanded to repent. So the whole world needs to know that if we have sinned, and we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, then there's a need to repent, to hear words by which we can reach salvation, Acts 11:14. Which includes repentance unto life, Acts 11:15-18. Now, at what point does a person need to repent? Sometimes you hear language that attempts to describe that point in life. I use the language stage of accountability. There is no year or birthday where all of a sudden you're accountable as far as the scriptures are concerned, but there is a point in time, which may be a different age for you than for me, where we reach a stage where we are accountable before God. And if we don't repent, we'll perish, according to Luke 13:3. Examine your own heart. Examine your own situation. Realize that if you've reached the point where you know you are accountable before God, then you are also accountable to repent of your sins. In Acts 2, verse 37, an audience of Israelites cried out, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said, repent, repent. All of them needed to do that because all men everywhere have been commanded to repent. But why should we repent? Quickly, I need to give some answers to that. One, because it's commanded, Acts 17:30. Number two, because it's a condition of salvation. In Mark 6:12, we read that people went out and told people that they should repent. It's a condition. That's why they were telling them to repent, because they should do it. It's required. It's an end of our rebellion. Read the great parables of Luke 15 and understand how rebellion against God is part of this repenting, changing our mind and the direction of our lives. It's a step to prepare you for the judgment day. God wants all men to repent. He desires that. He's long-suffering to that end so that we can prepare for judgment. 2 Peter 3, 9-14. And repentance is one of those things that we must do that assists in removing the burden of our sins. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38. So we encourage you, change your mind and change your ways. Thank you for listening.